It is time for Community Manners, and I got Jason here with us. So that's Jason from the city of Beloit. And, you know, you talked a little bit off air about it being a little bit cooler this last week over what seemed like 3 months of hot weather. But does that have an impact on what you guys do a little bit?
Well, of course. You know, it's one of those things, just like everybody, the heat's a big deal. You know, a lot of it's just making sure that, especially on the electric side, you know, things in the heat just, you know, not necessarily struggle, but you got to really monitor those and make sure that the proper loads on the transformers, and if you need to run the power plant to offset any of that, you know, as things get hotter, everybody's using more energy, and it gets pretty tough, and so that's really what a lot of that stems from. But for the most part, it's pretty much business as usual. Yeah, it's hotter, but, you know, a lot of our staff just works earlier in the day. Or you know, sometimes we have projects that we have to do. We'll do them on the weekends or early in the morning to get those done, especially on the electric side, just to not disrupt people too much. So for the most part, it's pretty much, you know, go as usual. So. Yeah.
Just speaking of the energy, you just had that big solar panel open house, and you said that went well.
Yeah, it went really good. You know, I really appreciate the people that came out. We gave a lot of tours. The tent was full, and hopefully people got to get a little bit of firsthand interaction with it and get to see it, you know. And again, it's a nice piece for us. You know, right now, probably segue a little bit into it. You know, just like everything right now, it's things are just really have a lot of price pressure. You know, for example, you know, probably a third to a half of our power, you know, in what we call the Southwest Power Pool. So that's our part of the grid that goes from North Dakota all the way down to Oklahoma, and so it covers a pretty big area. 30 to 45% of it most days is powered by natural gas. And for example, natural gas right now is 3 times higher than what it was last year. Ooh. And so obviously, you know, you see the world events and things that are going on, plus kind of some of the, you know, record breaking or high levels of heat across the United States that puts pressure on it. But then you get the world scope and what's going on in Europe and some of the pinch points with natural gas. And I mean, they're looking at starting nuclear reactors. They haven't started, you know, they already shut down. You know what I mean? Because they're that desperate. So it's really putting pressure on the gas prices right now. So that's a big chunk of your power supply. And so that's where we're seeing a lot of upward pressure in our utility side. You know, the last 3 or 4 years, we've made quite a bit of changes trying to drive down that utility price. You know, you can go on different websites and see where Beloit slots in, and I think we've made good progress. Always want to strive to be lower, but unfortunately, a lot of that's gotten reeled back in, and you're going to see that. And I always tell people, you know, think about it being relative. You know, at least it's, you know, if we hadn't made those changes or made those strategy shifts, it would be even higher than what it would have been. So it's tough. It's a tough pill to swallow, but you're seeing that pressure everywhere, and you're seeing it, heck, even in our water. You know, a lot of the chemicals that go into that and the different, things that we use have seen significant price increases. We started feeling that probably last fall even. Mm-hmm. So again, really trying hard to be efficient and to streamline that. You're still going to see some upward pressure on that. So again, you know, the best strategy is just like with other things, is just try your best to conserve and to be easy on it, just like your natural gas bill for your heat. I mean, you're going to see pressure on that. So you know, we've worked hard even leading up to this to put ourselves in a good position to try to keep things as level as we could, or decrease some things like the electric costs. So it's put us in a position that, you know, thankfully it's not higher than it would have otherwise been, but there's just some things that are, you know, outside of that control, and you know, some of the inputs like the natural gas, et cetera, it's painful, be frank. So right. You know, you're seeing power prices that I haven't seen at peak power prices, you know, especially during that heat wave. It's, you know, 2 or 3 times higher than I've ever seen it, you know, so for that time frame. So it's kind of scary.
Yeah, it is. Seems like summer goes by faster and faster every year, but we still have a little bit of the summer left. What are you guys working on to finish out the summer?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of cool things. You know, first of all, I want a huge thanks to our swimming pool, our staff there, and the lifeguards. You know, a lot of those are just kids, I guess, you know, for lack of a better word, I hate saying that, but, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids and stepping up. And, you know, you look at across the country, you know, swimming pools and staffing for those is a huge challenge. And it's something that, you know, we've been able to get get by on. You know, it's not ideal. We'd like to improve that and do better. But for the most part, they've shown up and been able to make it happen every single day and put in some of the extra hours to make sure our pool is open as much as it can. Again, I just, you know, just Google swimming pools right now, and it's pretty disheartening. Uh-huh. A lot of them are not open, or a lot of them are, you know, half of them are, you know, I think Wichita's got half of theirs open right now. So been really thankful for that and for them stepping up and making that happen. We got a few more weeks of that. And then, you know, a thing coming up on our recreation side, you know, flag football. So it's kind of hitting at a weird time. So please look into that. You know, usually we can get it out through the schools, but schools, not necessarily later. I don't really know. Relatively just feels a little bit later, just, you know, maybe a couple days than usual. And also we're trying to get the season a little bit larger. So we're trying to get those out there. So you need to go look for that. And it's, you know, look at through Facebook, and it's for all youth, you know, first through sixth grade, girls, boys. So it's a lot of fun. So definitely get your kids signed up for that. And then the last thing, really quick to finish up, we do have a moderate income housing proposal that you're going to see more information on. Okay. Emily Benedict, our community development director, has worked hard on this to try to, again, it's just one little piece to try to help solve some of the housing pressures. It's one of those things that's always a challenge, and I don't know if there's really ever a silver bullet for it. But just we have some leftover Kansas moderate income housing grant dollars that we're trying to inject into a potential duplex type project that provides an affordable rental level for people of moderate income, which is a pretty broad range, really. Right, I mean, it fits a lot of people in town. So, so if you're a builder in town or a contractor, be looking for that and kind of see what the pieces of that are and what the qualifications, et cetera, are for you to potentially take part of that program and build one of those here in town. And again, you can reach out to Emily Benedict to get more information. So.
All right. Sounds good. That's something every community needs.
Oh, yeah. These days. Across America. It's one of those things you're always tackling after the fact. So it's kind of one of those, you know, there's definitely some pressures on the rate side and the financials and pressures of potential recession. Who knows? You know, it's probably still the time to do it, even though it feels like it shouldn't be. But
Weather and. That's one thing that people always need. Is
yes, that's right.
So good to see that you got something going on. Well, thank you for coming in, and we'll talk to you in another month.
All right. See you then.
All right. Thank you. That was Community Matters here on Waterside Wake Up.